Eddie, it was literally more of the same, wasn't it? This type of game and sort of dominance, but failure to take chances we've seen a few times here.
Yeah, don't know what to say, really. It was a really tough one to take because we've dominated the game, made it difficult for ourselves by conceding so early in the game, give the away side such a lift and something to cling on to. But we've dominated the game, dominated chances, dominated, I think, every possible statistic probably, except the one that really matters. Goalkeepers had a very good day, he's made some good saves for them. We've knocked on the door, we felt just one goal is all we need to really turn momentum in our favour. Just wasn't to be.
Let's reflect on their goals, because both seem to come from loose bits of possession in terms of your players.
Yeah, I mean, the first one's a poor one from our perspective, especially because the game's just started. We need to be a little bit wiser in our decision making. From their perspective, they've taken it well, but we're bitterly disappointed with both goals because, as you say, they came from our mistakes.
In terms of I mean, you've worked on working the goalkeeper more, I'm sure, and the goalkeeper, sometimes you get the feeling it's going to be his day and there's going to be no passing. And certainly, I mean, a lot of his saves were comfortable saves. Is that any sort of criticism of your players? They needed to work the goalkeeper a bit harder?
I wouldn't say they were comfortable saves. I mean, the Lewis grabbing header that he's pulled out from behind him, and the TK one that he's pulled out from behind him. The one with Matt Ritchie's free kick where he's fumbled it and it's gone into an area where you'd love to see a centre-forward or one of our players. I just felt it was one of those days where a goal was coming for us. I really believed that, and I felt, if we'd got one, we'd have got something from the game. Of course, when you have the amount of crosses that we had and the amount of chances that we had, you're going to be looking at players to say, could they have done better in certain situations? But that's stuff for us to work on.
Do you feel like sometimes you're looking for answers that are somehow hard to find because you're doing more things better, but they're still not quite falling right?
Well, on today's performance, I think it's a difficult one to explain. Football can be the strangest of games, and it can throw up results that you don't expect. But as I said, if you look at everything today and try to analyse it properly, you'd say, how have we not won that game? Obviously, the early goal against us, I think, has given us a difficult task, but I'm finding it difficult to fault my players at this moment.
And people talk about the home factor again. Is that anything? Is that significant in this?
No, I don't think so. I'd say the crowd, I thought today, were excellent for us. Very appreciative of their support and the way that they back the players right to the end of the game. So, no, there's no way that can be used as an excuse. We enjoy playing here. I know the players enjoy playing here, so I just think we're going through one of those spells.
And obviously, the euphoria of last weekend, last Saturday night at Reading, does it set back that momentum at all? Is it back to square one?
Well, it's disappointing because we wanted to go on a run. We wanted to put results together. Now we have to start again next week.
In terms of the players you've got available, you've got more players coming through development squad and things this week, the likes of Josh McCoyd and people, Mo Koulibaly getting some minutes. Have you got options that you start to think, do we need to shake it up somehow?
Difficult. I'm delighted to have those players back. I mean, Mo's not come through a game yet. Josh, he has. I'll always pick what I think is my best 11, my best 18. It's great to have loads of options. And of course, if you continually don't get the performances that you want, you'll change things. But I thought we got the performance today, but not the result.
Finally, Sheffield Wednesday away, a testing sort of pre-Christmas trip to set the tone, I guess, for a busy New Year period.
Yeah, tough game. I believe they won today, so yeah, we're looking forward to that one.